The live oaks looked in the dim distance like an oasis in the midst of a great brown countryside. The low shoreline was backed up by high hills, upon some of whose ridges grew immense redwood trees. The crew's curiosity about the Contra Costa grew, and finally a few of us determined on an exploring expedition. Obtaining one of the ship's small boats, we set sail on the fair morning of August 15, 1849, and landed at about the foot of Oakland's present Broadway. That is how I came to see the oak groves and the sight of the city in all its untouched original beauty. We walked up from the waterfront into the edge of these mighty trees and gazed about us with a feeling of surprise and pleasure at the beautiful vistas spread before us. There was nothing to break the solitude of the place except the occasional lowing of semi-wild cattle or the bleating of calves belonging to the herd. Over the broad acres, as far as the eye could reach, there was no sign of man or his habitation. The undergrowth was full of quail, while now and then a deer would start up and bound away, giving a startled, almost reproachful look at the intruders. The country was lovely, the climate delightful. Here in the Contra Costa, nature had been most prodigal. Here on this ideal spot for a great city, Oakland was to be born as a town in 1852 and incorporated as a city 2 years later.